What is your name?
Wilson Chabal Figueroa.
And can you spell it for us, please?
Sure. First name Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N. Last name Trabal, T-R-A-B-A-L hyphen Figueroa, F-I-G-U-E-R-O-A.
All right. And what is your date of birth?
6/20/1982.
And where are you from?
I am from Añasco, Puerto Rico.
And where are you currently living?
In Colchester, Connecticut.
And how long have you lived in Colchester?
Now, a little over 2 years.
Okay. What's your family history in the United States?
I believe we are the first, my mom, I think it's the first in our family to move here permanently. So we didn't have much family here when we got here.
Okay. And why Connecticut?
Because her sister had been in Connecticut before.
Oh, okay.
So she told her that Connecticut was a place that she knew, so she shot for Connecticut.
All right, yeah. I mean, it's better than New York City.
Yes, sir.
What was the actual immigration process like? I mean, you're from Puerto Rico, so you didn't have to worry about citizenship, but...
Right. For us, the hardest part about coming here was not knowing how to get any... You know, work. Well, at least, I mean, I was a child, but my mom not knowing how to get any sort of income or anything, mm-hmm. So just coming here with a few bucks and try to find a place to live, and then how to integrate into some sort of income generating. So she had to go through the process of dealing with the government, not knowing how to do that,
right,
in order
right.
to get assistance.
Yeah, for sure. So the employment was the biggest adjustment?
For us, yes. I mean, the coming here was pretty standard. Bought a plane ticket.
Yeah.
And, used up all the money that we had to do that. and then got here.
Yeah. Yeah. And what was the reason that you, or I guess your mother, decided to come here and not stay in Puerto Rico?
It's a little bit tragic, but my brother passed away, and she just didn't want to be there anymore. So
yeah,
she thought that she can come here and we'd have a better life up here.
Yeah, well, you got your own business now, so you're doing all right for yourself.
That's right. That is right. Yeah, it worked out.
I mean that I didn't realize that. I'm sorry if that was painful.
I appreciate that. No, but it's fine.
The family history, is that really important to you, where you come from, your family back in Puerto Rico?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was raised, my younger years in Puerto Rico as a child. Mm-hmm. So I consider it home, even though I've been here now the majority of my life.
Right.
Since I came here when I was about 11, 12.
Okay.
So, the history of Puerto Rico, the family in Puerto Rico, the values, yes, they're a big... They're big in my heart, yeah.
Very cool. Speaking of that, since you've been here most of your life, how would you identify yourself, like a cultural identification that you apply to yourself?
I'm not entirely sure I understand the question.
Some people, they would prefer Latin American, Hispanic, or just American. Your cultural identification for yourself.
I don't think I've ever really given that too much thought. I think of myself as an American.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I would say Hispanic American.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I had to put a classification on it.
Yeah. And we discussed you do feel connected to that. In what ways do you continue to stay connected to your heritage?
Well, I do. I actively try my best to continue to speak Spanish on a regular basis.
Yeah.
I think it's a big deal to try to keep my language. It's not easy to do when you're in a culture where mostly everyone that you deal with speaks English on a regular basis.
Right.
So I actively try to keep that alive.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the visits, to the homeland, I guess, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, for sure.
To get to just reconnect with it.
Yeah.
That's how I try to keep it alive.
Do you speak Spanish in the house with your older son?
I do not. I was just going to say, if I'm being totally honest, I've done a pretty terrible job at keeping it alive with the family.
Mm-hmm.
But, it might sound a little weird, but on my own,
yeah.
I will go through exercises to keep my language alive.
Well, sometimes you have to talk to yourself to have an intelligent conversation.
I legitimately do. Or at least one that I would understand.
And what story in your life is most significant to you, like culturally?
Culturally, story?
Like a family story or something that, a story you were told as a child that was revolves around your childhood in Puerto Rico.
Ooh, again, another tough one because I didn't give this too much thought. There's so many wonderful things about the family and how, you know, how everything came about. Story that I can remember the most would probably be, I don't have one specific.
Oh, that's fine.
I kind of had a question.
Sure.
You talked about the, like, Puerto Rican values were important to you. What were, like, what are some of those?
So it's a lot like most, I think, most Latin cultures. A lot of time with the family, like very, very, very close with the family. But then again, we also grew up in a place where there wasn't a lot of money. So there wasn't a lot of entertainment. Mm-hmm. We were each other's entertainment.
Right.
So sitting around at a table every day and just talking about the day was a normal thing, you know,
right,
to the point where it was that was your entertainment. You didn't watch anything. So that's a value. Appreciating the land was a huge thing too. Cultivating things, being ready for, you know, when you live in an island, which Puerto Rico is, there's a lot of natural weather occurrences, right?
Mm-hmm.
That could be pretty bad. Whether it's storms or tornadoes or power outages. So we valued having a plan.
Right.
Like we always had a plan, you know, and we talked about like how we were going to deal with this or that, and we had water stored. And so taking care of what we had and being a family, like really, really close, was, that's a value that I try to bring home now in a new way, but same idea.
Sure. Good. I don't remember. Did you serve? Are you a veteran?
I am not a veteran.
Okay. Is there anything else about your history, family, heritage that you want to put on the record for everybody?
Well, I don't know that this relates specifically to being Hispanic, but if I had to put anything on the record that I would love for the world to remember,
mm-hmm,
would be a very strong mother that went through a very, very difficult time getting us to a place where we can do better.
Mm-hmm.
And she went through a lot. She was a Spanish mom, and she had those values that I talked about, the land and the family and love and patience. And she went through heck to get us here. And it was not easy to just embark in a journey with absolutely no idea what was on the other side.
Yeah.
And taking your kids with you to do that.
Right.
So if anything went on the record, it would be Petra Figueroa, my mom.
Okay. And how do you spell her name?
Petra is a P-E-T-R-A, and then her last name, Figueroa.
Yeah.
F-I-G-U-E-R-O-A.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming today. If there's anything else that occurs to you, we'll be here until 3. You also have my number. You can just text me or call me. I could put it on there, too.
That's
good. I appreciate you coming, man. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.